Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let me guess, you've probably had some pretty bad experiences with delivery companies in the past. Whether it be an item that was damaged, lost, or even something else, it's happened to pretty much everyone. Now, when this man's new MacBook was smashed by a delivery company, he wasn't going to take no for an answer. He wanted revenge. He wanted drama, and that is exactly what he got. This is r/ProRevenge. So I recently had a run-in with UPS. UPS smashed a nearly new MacBook that I sent with them. I asked them nicely to pay me back for it, and they asked about, blaming me, blaming my packaging, saying it was impossible they damaged it, etc. I was able to prove that my packaging was flawless and get a statement from the Apple shop that I took it to say it was damage caused by being dropped or thrown. I could also prove it worked when I sent it. They weren't interested and messed me about for weeks, sending me from pillar to post, even threatening to make me pay interest on customs charges, which I wasn't liable for, as the laptop was smashed on arrival and thus worthless at import. I took it to small claims. They hired a lawyer who sent me letters saying they contested it and would go for full fees, etc. if I lost. I went for it anyway. I did law stuff university, so I knew the basics, and I thought my case was pretty clear cut. I won. I won my cost back, plus extra, plus interest. But they ignored the court order and didn't pay. Now, this laptop was originally being sent to my beloved mother-in-law. She asked me to help her with the problem, as UPS were also seriously harassing her for the customs fees. However, very unexpectedly, before I could resolve it, she passed away. It was the last thing she ever asked me to do for her. I love that woman more than pretty much any human on this planet. She was my mother, my best friend, and my mentor. Taking down UPS was now my personal vendetta. I researched my options. I could have taken the usual, more conservative, legal route to reclaim my money, but no. Screw them. I don't care about the money anymore. I want revenge. I want drama. I want karmic justice. I went to the High Court. I got a writ of control. I, of course, added on more fees and more interest. I then hired the most aggressive bailiff firm in London. I trusted that the trashy processes and attitude of UPS to mean that they would ignore the letters and actually get a visit. They did. The bailiffs rock up at UPS headquarters and explain the situation. UPS refused to pay, so the bailiffs start listing goods. Security try and make them leave. The office manager tries to bully them out, but obviously no poops are given by the bailiffs and they crack on with their jobs. I wasn't allowed the body cam footage, but they did send me a detailed report. The final conclusion is copied below. Calls were then made to the accounts manager, who arrived in a hurry. As no payment was forthcoming from them, the agent again explained the removal process and cost involved, and called the office for approval to begin removals. The agent began to seize assets. The finance director then arrived on the scene. He was not at all happy about the attendance, but ultimately agreed to pay a voluntary payment in full from his personal accounts in order to stop the removal. Look, I know it's a drop in the ocean to UPS, but I got more than double what I originally asked for to replace the laptop. They would have had to pay even more on top in fees to the bailiffs. I reckon it cost them at least 3 times more than the original claim in the end. But mostly, I just enjoy the mental image of the flustered finance director and his impotent rage, having to pay his own money to stop the heavies taking desktop computers and fancy pot plants and things like that out of their swanky head office lobby. You know what, OP? Good on you. I think that most people in this situation may well have just said, you know what? That's tough. It happens. What can I do about it? Some more, I don't know, brave people, I guess, might have gone down the route of going for something more logical and trying to get their money back, etc., etc. But when you've got this massive corporation saying, no, it was your fault, there really is a limit, in my head anyway, to what you could really do. But the fact that you went above and beyond, and you didn't even care about the money anymore, you just wanted justice for your mum, amazing stuff. Well done. Hey, I tell you what, that body cam footage would have been unbelievable though. If you ever get your hands on that, not that you will, please put it on Reddit and tag me, because that would be amazing to watch. Imagine going in bailiffs into UPS main, you know, HQ and be like, you know, we're doing this properly. We're taking you guys' stuff. You owe us money. Incredible. Good job. Stealing my girlfriend's Wi-Fi strained or ended their relationship. Some backstory. After my girlfriend moved to her new apartment, closer to both her sister and myself, she obviously wanted internet. Although she isn't fully tech savvy, she does know her basics, and thus explicitly asked the provider if she should be worried about admin kind of Wi-Fi protection. She was assured that it was all fully safe out of the box. No admin. In fact, just press a button to connect her laptop and her Wi-Fi network would be fully secured. The incident. So a few months or years later, my girlfriend started to notice that her internet speed went down. This became very apparent while video chatting with some of her family members in Japan. Like I said, my girlfriend knows her basics, so she knew that it didn't have to be the internet connection itself. It could also be her laptop, or maybe the network cables had eroded due to age. She decided to cover as many options as possible before contacting her ISP support desk, so she asked me to help. I'm a geek, and I work within the field of ICT for over 30 years now, mostly as systems administrator, but also as IT manager or co-manager, during which I'd still try to keep tabs of my colleagues and even cover shifts if the need arose. So visiting my girlfriend and getting to show off my elite IT skills? Perfect. It took me a moment, but I discovered the issue. Someone was leeching off her Wi-Fi. Technically, the ISP support staff were right. This wasn't an admin kind of thing anymore. It was completely randomized. Sort of. You see, on their routers, the Wi-Fi password was the same as the random SSID, aka network name. Like, what the F? I was quite angry at both this incompetence, as well as the blatant disrespect for my girlfriend's privacy, maybe a bit too much. But yeah, sure, for some people this is only about getting internet, but what many people overlook is that such leeches also gain access to your private network. So basically, they could also access any public Windows or Mac shares you may have active, not to mention any other connected devices. Fortunately, my girlfriend knew her basics, as I mentioned earlier, but I was still angry. The revenge. So I suggested something I had done earlier. Let's replace this POS router for a professional device. In specific, the same kind of ZYXEL router that I used at home, so that we could set up a secured VPN between ourselves and get some other nice feats as well, like a private VoIP connection. She agreed, so we bought her a new router together. We're talking professional gear here. These things cost about as much as a high-end smartphone, so obviously we were going to split the costs, considering that a mid-level could also have helped her out. Now, even though I consider her previous router a POS, I still have to admit that it did provide some very useful features, like a syslog service. It could also use USB storage. So, I turned on Wi-Fi logging, plugged in a large USB memory stick, and then we waited for the new router to arrive. Then, I got to work. First, I set up my girlfriend with a nice hidden Wi-Fi network so that no one could easily find it. Next, we set up a much better security scheme, and then it was time to get even with the lowlifes. I set up a second Wi-Fi network, which was completely the same as the previous one, but this time I throttled it down a bit so that it couldn't usurp the full bandwidth. Then I added some specific DNS overrides. DNS is a service on the internet which translates names into IP addresses, which is what your computer needs to connect to something. You may care about reddit.com, but all your PC cares about are the associated IP addresses. The thing is, this service can be easily overridden. And I studied the logs, so I knew exactly which sites the lowlies visited the most. So, from now on, going to banker.nl using this router would point your browser to a hardcore, not very legal, gay prawn website. Not very legal as in the site didn't bother asking for consent first, but got you some close-up screenshots right away. Then it was time for bankb.nl. I redirected that one to a shady, hot scissors lesbian website. I also noticed that a certain web shop was sporadically used by the leeches, so I decided to redirect that one to a relationship counselling website. When you think your spouse is cheating on you, come to us. It was around that time when I noticed that my girlfriend's router was using a more modern firmware than I had on my router. This one also provided web redirection services. Companies can use this to redirect specific websites based on their URL to a local or more remote web page. So, say you don't want your staff to use social media, then you could just tell the router to redirect, say, facebook.com, to a local web page which explained the no social media allowed policy. Much to my delight, this service also supported a randomizer trigger. See, I still remembered a website from the early days of the internet, something about a goat from Sweden, which was so horrible that it became a meme on its own. Seriously, a look at that picture could never be undone anymore. There's a reason I still remember the horror now, an easy 30 years later. So, I looked for and found a replacement and then happily added that to a randomized redirection service. So every once in a while, the leeches would open their favorite website and no matter whatever kind of site they asked for, they'd always end up with something completely and utterly disgusting on their screen. Then we waited. I need to point out that my girlfriend didn't fully agree with some of my actions, especially when she learned of the aftermath. But we never had an argument over this because she could also understand my POV. Don't mess with my girlfriend. And she agrees that if you trespass, even in the digital world, then all bets are off and you lose your rights to a civil solution. Don't mess with a geek, okay? The aftermath. One day, my girlfriend got home from work and noticed a huge moving van outside. She gave it no further mind, but when she got to her front door, she noticed that her neighbour two doors over was moving out. She brought this up with her direct in-between neighbour a few days later, and as it turns out, things completely exploded over there. The shouting and accusations could even be heard through the walls. It seems the pair got into huge arguments about their rather explicit choice of websites, and once the deed was done, there was no room left for any kind of reasoning. One of the two even accused the other of hacking the internet, because it was only after the first fallout that those goating pictures started to show up. As far as we knew, they broke up. For the record, I regret nothing.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know what? That's actually pretty insane if you think about it. A couple leeching off your internet, you realize they're doing so and you've inadvertently gone to the extent of destroying their relationship. It's incredible. Like, it really is good. Because you had no idea you were even doing it, really. Yes, you knew you were messing up their search and stuff like that, but you didn't know the inner working of their relationship, and you didn't realize how much conflict you were causing by doing this. It's really good. It's also very fair, because ultimately, they are stealing from you, and, you know, they're making your life worse, and they're taking stuff from you without asking and without paying. That's very poor. The fact that they're moving out or divorcing or whatever, that's crazy. Just over the internet. Yeah, pretty crazy couple anyway. Well deserved. Now guys, before I go, just for me, don't look up that goat meme, because I've done a bit of research. Seriously, don't look it up. If you know, you know. It's mental. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/ProRevenge. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more from me right away, check out some more on screen. If you're new to the channel, subscribe. As you can tell, I'm still quite ill. Hopefully, I'll get over it soon. But hey, it's not looking too good. And I'll see you all tomorrow if I feel good, or if not, in a couple of days for another one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.